Chapter 8. Where are we?
Matt was the first to wake up.
What a strange dream,
he thought. He stood up and looked around.
Where am I? And Linda? I was with Linda. Where is she?
It was dark, but now he began to distinguish his surroundings. He was in the open air. There was a cool breeze, and he heard the noise of sleeping animals. There was a smell, too, of the animals, and of life in general. People lived here, but what place was it? There were stars in the sky above, but he was surrounded by walls of stone.
The castle! Of course! Now I remember! But there's something strange about it. It's night. And where's Linda?
Matt? Is that you?
Came a whisper from the dark, and Linda appeared in the moonlight. She was confused and frightened.
Where are we? What's happening?
She asked.
We're in the castle,
said Matt.
But it's different. And why is it dark?
I don't know,
stammered Linda.
Matt, I'm scared.
Suddenly, a voice broke the silence of the night.
Who goes there?
It's a guard. He's got a sword,
whispered Linda. And instinctively, they started running away from the voice.
A torch! A torch! Wake up, intruders!
The voice shouted, and immediately the castle was full of flaming torches, making grotesque shadows on the walls. In the torchlight, Matt and Linda saw that the walls of the castle were intact. It wasn't a ruin. These people weren't English heritage guides. But there wasn't time to think.
Run, Linda! Run faster!
Yelled Matt.
Where are we going?
Cried Linda.
Out of here! Come on!
But a guard caught Linda.
Matt, don't stop! Run, run!
She shouted. Matt wanted to stop, to help Linda. But in front of him there was another guard. He had a torch in one hand and a sword in the other. Matt ran up a staircase, up, up and onto the ramparts. He noticed as he went that the castle was all perfectly intact. But now he was trapped. There was a guard on the staircase and two other men with swords were on the ramparts to his left and right. They were all very angry.
The game is over, boy,
growled the man on the stairs.
Oh, no, it isn't,
shouted Matt, remembering the tour around the castle. The moat. The castle had a moat. Matt jumped from the ramparts and hoped desperately that his intuition was right. He hit the muddy water of the moat. The moon, reflected on the water, broke into a thousand pieces. Inside the castle, Linda stood petrified between two guards with long swords. A tall man with dark, angry eyes, and a scar on his right cheek appeared.
And who are you?
Said the man, observing her closely.
My lord,
a guard said to the man.
Look at her garments. She must be a witch.